Listen close, hear the tales they share. On the Undiscovered Utah podcast, you'll be there. Walking in Zion, feeling so alive. As the hosts take you on a journey, you'll thrive. It's like walking in Zion, seeing cold chrome.
From the towering Wasatch Mountains of the American Southwest, we welcome you to this episode of Undiscovered Utah. This show focuses on the mysteries that surround the rugged, difficult, and sometimes deadly American Southwest. I'm your host, JB, and tonight we're broadcasting from our mobile broadcast center. We affectionately call our trailer. Yes, that's right, we are on the road, and we are currently in the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, not too far from the town of Escalante, Utah. This is one of our favorite places to camp. It is typically the perfect spot to come in the springtime. But so far, our visit has been chilly and sometimes downright cold. Just today, we have had winds with blowing snow, rain, and sand blowing. So basically, a typical spring day in Utah. For tonight's episode, we are going to share with you our experiences down in this neck of the woods, and we will also do a shortened episode and have multiple episodes this week, so we can call this part one in this series. We arrived at our chosen campsite late Thursday of last week. We have more friends and family coming down next week, so we wanted to find a nice spot with room for a few rigs. It is a sandy spot, and as the day goes on, that sand just gets softer and softer. I hope we can get out of this sandy spot when it's time to leave. On Friday, my wife and I took our side-by-side and drove down Spencer Flat Road to the end of the road. Yes, side-by-sides are allowed in the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, but please stay on the designated roads. Do not make new roads. If you do, this national monument will probably close access to side-by-sides, like has happened in the national parks. There are plenty of special interest groups that would love to outlaw side-by-sides pretty much everywhere. Let's not give them a good reason. When we reached the end of the Spencer Flat Road, there was a young couple camped there, and their battery on their truck had died. They had called, they had cell service, amazingly enough, and had called into Escalante, and someone was on their way out to help them. We offered to run back to our camp and get some jumper cables, but on our way back to our camp spot, we ran into the gentleman from Escalante and guided him to where the couple was camped. It didn't take too long, and the truck was running again. After this little ride, we ran into the town of Escalante to get a few supplies at the local grocery store. We decided to drive around town, and we were in awe at the older pioneer homes throughout the town. Many were in great shape and well maintained. Others needed some tender, loving care, but would make fantastic bed and breakfast locations for a younger couple to come and restore, hint, hint. After our ride through town, we decided to drive on the road to Hell's Backbone through Escalante. That road leaves from the east end of Escalante, and this was a beautiful ride. On the right side of the road is this huge Navajo sandstone wall that the Escalante River cuts right through, and this wall continues north for miles and miles. Steep white canyons with towering ponderosa pines were where there was evidence of flash floods that would cut these deep gorges into this sandstone wall. We pulled off the road and decided to go explore one of these canyons, and because this one didn't look as steep as the other ones. As we walked toward the Pine Creek, we could hear the water cascading over rocks and boulders. We had to walk upstream a little bit to find a safe place to cross the creek. Once we crossed the creek, we walked back down the river to the entrance to the canyon. The scenery was just amazing. Our dogs really enjoyed swimming in a few deep pools of water, and my wife and I tried to find a way to scramble around on steep, slick rock. That one misstep and we would have been swimming with the dogs. We successfully navigated our way around the obstacle and continued up the canyon. It didn't take long until we came to a solid white wall of rock that was impassable, at least for us. So we headed back to the truck. But it was a fun little hike, and we had never saw another person all day when we were up there. That night, we had our first visitors show up at camp. After they got their campsite set up, we headed to the town of Boulder, Utah. It was my wife's birthday, and we had made reservation at the Hell's Backbone Grill. The road between Escalante and Boulder is a favorite route back in my motorcycle days, and it was the first time our visitors from Idaho had seen this part of the country. Part of this road is called the Hog's Back. You must see it to believe it. What a beautiful ride. Once we arrived at the Hell's Backbone Grill, we were welcome and shown to our table. The food was outstanding, and you have to save room for dessert. And that is not an easy task because the portions were huge. All the food is locally sourced, and the owners came around and chatted with us a few times. Super friendly staff that were very attentive. If you get a chance, you should stop by and check out the Hell's Backbone Grill. On Saturday, we decided we would drive the Hell's Backbone Loop. We started on the Boulder side, and the road is paved for the first few miles as it descends into a small green valley with a few ranches. From this point on, the road turns to dirt. As we started to climb, it didn't take long for us to hit snow, and a lot of it. The road was impassable, so we had to turn around. So here's a little hint from Uncle JB. If you see a sign that says, "The road is impassable," there's a good chance the road is impassable. So we headed back to camp and jumped in our side-by-side and headed back down Spencer Flat Road so we could hike to the Cosmic Ashtray. If you've never heard of it, look it up online. It's a cool place. We parked at the head of the trail, and this is where you see Moki marbles everywhere. Moki marbles are embedded in the sandstone, and as the sandstone wears away, the balls of iron are rolled around on the sandstone and become perfect round marbles. But collecting them is prohibited inside the National Monument. We hiked the trail to the Cosmic Ashtray, and we walked, and we walked, and it was very soft sand. The good news was it was mostly downhill. But that, my friends, is a double-edged sword, because at some point you have to turn around and walk back uphill in the deep sand. Of course, I forgot to mark the trail on my phone, and I was under the impression it was a short, easy hike. Well, the trail isn't marked very well, and we missed an important turn, and we were headed to what is called the Gulch. and not towards the cosmic ashtray. Once we realized our error, we hoofed it back to the vehicles. 4 miles hiking in deep sand is a lot of work. We never made it to the cosmic ashtray, so that was strike one, that was strike two for the day. Strike one was Hell's backbone being snowed in, and strike two was missing out on the cosmic ashtray. Hey, I have a podcast called Undiscovered Utah, and I'm supposed to be some kind of expert on Utah, and we have guests visiting from another state, and now I have taken them nowhere twice. We came back to camp and ate lunch, and I needed to take them somewhere that wouldn't disappoint. So after lunch, we headed back to the town of Escalante to gas up the vehicles, and we drove down Center Street toward the Cedar Wash Road. This was a good dirt road that quickly turned into a narrow, sandy road. We got to the trailhead for what is called the Covered Wagon Natural Bridge. This was a short, easy hike, thank goodness, and boy, were we rewarded this time. First, we came to the bridge itself. It is a very cool, small, natural bridge that looks like a covered wagon. The wash goes under the natural bridge, so we kept walking down the wash because it looked like the wash came out of a deep, dark cave. There had been a huge cave-in at one time, but what it had created was absolutely amazing. It had created what looked like a subway tunnel, much like the famous one in Zions National Park. It was awesome to explore and walk through. On the other side of the tunnel came to a massive pour-off. This was a very fun place to see and more in alignment with Undiscovered Utah tradition. After exploring the natural bridge area, we continued down the Cedar Wash Road until we came to another little pull-off. From here, it was a short but steep hike to an overlook of a sandstone canyon. If you look down the canyon, you see what is called the Cedar Wash Arch. This is a very nice little arch that you can easily see from the rim of the canyon without needing to hike down into the wash. However, if you feel so inclined, I won't try and stop you. But to me, it seems like a lot of effort for a little gain. If you travel down Cedar Wash Road about a mile, there is another road taking off to the right. This road becomes very sandy very quick, and one could become easily stuck without four-wheel drive. But once again, it offers great views of the arch looking back up the canyon. The Cedar Wash Road meets up with the Hole in the Rock Road, which has been greatly improved since the last time we were in this area. This was a fun day after all the missteps. No matter what, this is incredible country. Check out undiscoveredutah.com. We will be posting photos soon that we've taken from this area and our adventures. Check back in a day or two for part two of this episode. And until next time, thank you for joining us on the Undiscovered Utah podcast. Remember, you can find us on Instagram, YouTube, and undiscoveredutah.com. You may have noticed some new music at the start of the show. I want to just give a little shout out to a website that helped us write that music. And the website is Suno, S-U-N-O. So the URL is app.suno.ai. You can create a free account there and it will write and produce the music for you. It's really quite fun. So big shout out to Suno and the new bumper music we used tonight. Let us know what you think of it. Thanks and have a good night.